More than 900 voters in Williamson County crossed party lines to cast ballots in this month's Republican primary for local offices. That's according to the County Election Commission, which certified the results yesterday. The count was made in response to concerns from local Republicans who want only people who share their political beliefs to choose their candidates.
Election officials arrived at the count by comparing individual records from this month's primary and the 2016 presidential primaries. That's the last time there were competitive races for both parties' nominations. And the thinking, says Republican Executive Committee Woman Rebecca Burke, is it's a good test of voters' ideologies.
If you voted for Hillary or Bernie Sanders, and that's not to be critical, it's just to say that's what it is. Their ideology is considerably liberal compared to the Republican side.
Burke says candidates could use the information to contest the results of the Republican primary. It'll be up to her and other executive committee members to determine whether to let those results stand or to throw them out. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.